Carla Dedesi with Your Family Matters here every Friday from 8 until 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on 1180 a.m. WFYL, working for your liberty. I am so excited because I am a mommy of three little girls, and here with us today we have Monica Cole from 1 Million Moms. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Carla.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You have such an adorable accent. You are from?
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Mississippi. I love it. I love it. Everything seems to sound nicer with that adorable accent.
Well, thank you. We are known as the hospitality state. So.
And that's exactly what you sound like, the hostess with the mostest. So let's just jump right in here. I assume that you're a mom. Tell us how you got involved with 1 Million Moms and what it is.
Yes, absolutely. I am a mother. I'm a mother first.
Yes.
And then director of 1 Million Moms, which is part of the American Family Association. That is our parent ministry. So 1 Million Moms is under the AFA umbrella. And living here, right at the headquarters of AFA, I went to the ministry, wanted to be a part of the ministry and to help make a difference, not only for my child, but for children all across the country. And the founder of AFA said, I have the place just for you, after a little thought, but he wanted to just double check that it was a perfect fit, and it was, and it has been for 5 years more now. And 1 Million Moms.
Oh. Is the director Gary Bauer? Because he's my friend. I love him.
Actually, it's Brother Don Wildman.
Okay.
Oh,
that's right.
Founder of the American Family Association.
Yes.
So, good question. Brother Don Wildman founded AFA 37 years ago and 1 Million Moms and 1 Million Dads over 10 years ago.
Okay.
And so what 1 Million Moms is about and what we do is, not only to get the word out to parents about inappropriate programming as sort of a warning for new programs, but also to hold Hollywood accountable and corporate America responsible for programs that they sponsor and programs that they help foot the financial bill, but also about their own individual companies' advertisements that may be offensive to parents and inappropriate for young viewers.
And my goodness, you have a full-time job.
We do stay busy. We also want to bring it to companies' attention when their billboards may be offensive to young little eyes, and storefront window displays and the posters. I'm sure you've been to the mall, and you have to try to get your little one's attention distracted so they don't see what you're walking by.
Yes.
I'm sure you've been there and done that.
Yes, usually when we're driving down some highway, I have all of the children look to the left because there's something raunchy on the right.
Exactly.
So when I'm in Philadelphia driving on 95, Monica, not to get you off task here, but there happens to be a very crude sign of a woman who is putting her middle finger up saying, I want a ring. And it's saying that, like, she wants to get married. It's a jewelry store advertisement.
Terrible.
But she's sticking her middle finger up, which is the curse finger. You know, that's
right.
A terrible thing. And my children, you know, didn't even know what that was. But I thought, what a terrible. Now, would I call you and just make you aware of that?
Yes. There's several different ways you could approach this. You could let us know at 1 Million Moms by contacting us by phone. And our office is here at the American Family Association's headquarters. But by email or through our website, you can report an issue at 1millionmoms.com. You can report an issue. You can even take a picture and send us a picture of what you saw. That way we have the information right there because, of course, we can't be all over the country all the time. So a picture is helpful. So we have that on our new website where you can send us that as well. And another way you could contact, which we have done many times, see whose name is listed at the bottom of the billboard. It could be CBS Outdoors. We've contacted Lamar Outdoors. Who is selling this advertisement or billboard spot? Who is responsible for this going up? Not only the company, but who approved this to go up on their billboard that they own?
Okay.
And then, of course, the store that thought this was a good idea, you could contact them locally. That that probably hits closer to home or affects their bank account more, because they know locally is their potential target market and their customers that they are driving away by this offensive ad. Because we all know children not only repeat what they hear, but they do as they see.
Absolutely.
And We don't need our children walking around doing that.
No.
And
that's why advertising is so effective. You see somebody eating Oreo cookies, you want to eat Oreo cookies.
That's exactly right. And so companies do need to hear from the local market as well. And we do try to take on nationwide issues. That way all of our members can participate and be involved. But you're exactly right. You can contact us, let us know what you saw, because sometimes it could be a chain, and it could be in other cities as well. Or if we put a stop, for example, there was one billboard we had removed within 7 days, which there is more labor involved in a billboard than just a commercial being pulled off the air with one phone call. Mm-hmm. A billboard's more labor-intensive, so 7 days was pretty quick turnaround time. It was removed from a billboard. It was a Calvin Klein ad that was very inappropriate within 7 days in the Soho district in New York. So we feel that that billboard could have gone up in other cities down the road if we hadn't gotten that one removed to start with, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
It starts in one city, and then it kind of trickles down and may go to some other smaller cities following. So hopefully we prevented that going up in other cities.
You're really giving me a sense of empowerment, because when I talk to my other mommy friends, we are all doing what you are describing. When I'm in the supermarket line with my girls, I can't tell you how many magazines I'm very nonchalantly turning around so that they don't see the cover, what's on the cover of the magazine, because it's a woman that's dressed inappropriately, or it's a woman and man that are in a very promiscuous position. And again, it's just not appropriate. Again, eventually our children must see this, but when my children are 5, 8, 10, 12, there's just some things that I don't want them to have mental images burned into their minds at that age. So you're making me feel empowered. Do you actually have 1 million moms?
Well, that is our goal.
Okay.
And we are not there yet, but we are growing every single day. So that is a huge encouragement to know that other moms are hearing about 1 million moms through radio, we now have a television commercial that is airing on the Up Network, and we have, just like you said, you're telling your mommy friends, so word of mouth is how we grow as well, because there's strength in numbers, and God is using us to do amazing things together, to be the hands and feet for Him, because we know that when we work as a team and we work together, we can accomplish more, because telling others about what we do, the more companies that hear from 1 million moms members, the more members they hear from, as in other words, the more we grow as far as a number sake, they're gonna take a closer attention, pay closer attention to what we are contacting them on, the more moms that do speak out. So by telling your friends and family members about what we do and asking them to join and participate, then we'll just be able to accomplish that many more victories together.
Monica, how can we join?
You can go to 1millionmoms.com.
Okay.
And it's 1 million moms with an S, it's plural. As we mentioned, there are many of us, hundreds of thousands of us, that just go to the website and register.
And that's it.
Quick and easy. Yes, it takes about 30 seconds. It doesn't cost anything to join.
Okay.
And we know that we're not alone in this. There are other moms that feel the same way. I can't tell you how many mothers have called me or spoken at women's conferences doing the exact same thing that you said you do, is flipping the magazines over in the checkout line or going to the manager and complaining about what's being seen, because children learn to read at age 5 now.
Yes.
They have these words. What does this mean? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It's inappropriate verbiage on the front cover, not to mention the scantily clad models that you're trying to cover up. And I've noticed the back advertisements usually are almost just as bad.
Nowadays, so, you're right.
We have had some victories as far as with, I'm not going to say a name, but it's the largest super center in the country that they are putting blinders on Cosmopolitan, you know.
That is a brilliant idea. Because
so they put blinders.
Sometimes the words are worse than what the picture says. Like, it'll say something very inappropriate.
Extremely inappropriate. And so the blinders really cover up everything but the title of the magazine. It may show the model's face, but after they started putting blinders up, we noticed that some of the smaller companies are following suit, and we were hoping that would take effect. When the big companies start doing something, the smaller ones usually follow behind. And that way, it's a great marketing strategy to attract mothers that do most of the shopping in the home to their store. It attracts those mothers to come in there because you know you aren't going to be blasted with all that in the checkout line.
Do you do things with music? For example, let's say that I'm at Red Robin with my children and there's a song on that I kissed a girl and I liked it. Do you do anything with, I adore going to Chick-fil-A because I'm pretty certain that they're going to have praise worship music playing, or just music that is appropriate for my child. So do you do anything with music? Like if I'm going to, I don't want to say stores' names, but, you know, if right. we're shopping, a lot of times stores do have rock and roll blaring from yes. the radio station. And a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, very inappropriate lyrics.
Well, like you said, of course, Chick-fil-A is known to have family-friendly music playing, praise and worship music. Some have lyrics, some do not, but they are known to be a family-friendly restaurant. And whether it's another restaurant or just a store in the mall, they do play, sometimes it's a track, but other times it may be just a radio station. And so we normally do not take that on because, not that we think it's okay, but because they may have a radio station tuned in, especially if it's a smaller store, and they may not even be aware of what was played. But I do encourage mothers just to bring it to the store's attention, whether it's the manager or whoever is closest to you, just to mention if they've listened to the words. They may not even pay attention themselves. They may not have paid close enough attention to even realize. So before we do an action alert, which is what we call our campaigns, we like to give them the benefit of the doubt that they may not have realized the lyrics or the words.
Sure.
And so we like to bring it to their attention so they can correct it themselves before we have a nationwide campaign. And speaking of our nationwide campaigns, that is what we work on when you register.
Okay.
It's action alerts that we send out to you once or twice a week. We don't send one every day because we know everyone's busy. We know moms especially are busy. So, but to be effective, we do maybe once, twice a week, just to have our voice heard often, because unfortunately there's too much out there to only maybe speak out twice a month. So we find that is a good, happy, you know, kind of in the middle number there. And then you get the action alerts and you can send a edited letter that's ready to go. Just sign your name and click send, and the email addresses are already plugged in, ready to go to whoever we're contacting. So that is what our nationwide campaigns are, and that's what you're signing up for, is to receive those warnings to parents, but also to let your voice be heard by just signing a letter that's already written for you. And you can change the letter if you want to add your personal experience or your own words, but like I said, so many of us are just too busy just to try to compose a letter, so we have the work done for you. You type in your name and click send, and it takes under a minute, and you're able to let your voice be heard and make a difference for your child.
And, you know, that really is easy because I know that we just talked at the beginning of our time together about you are under AFA, American Family Association, thank you, with Don Wildman, and I do get his emails. And when he has a petition or when he has a letter or something, it really is as easy as you're saying. It really does take me all of 30 seconds
yes.
to voice my, well, to have my voice heard, really. So I do encourage our moms listening to go to your website and join. And indeed, it really is this easy to stay abreast. You're doing all of the hard work for us. Our easy part is just to shoot off an email. Let me ask you this. If I have some friends that who are 35, 38, and they just haven't been married, they don't have children, but they're women, are they able to sign up? Would you welcome them as well? And what about daddies?
Absolutely.
What if they want to be a part of this? That might be
Absolutely.
A stupid question.
No, no. It's a wonderful question. We encourage anyone that wants to participate and be involved to join because, again, there's strength in numbers. And it's not just for moms. We have aunts that sign up. And then, like you said, your single friends that may not have children yet, they may one day, or they just may be tired of being bombarded with the inappropriate advertisements and television programs and billboards just everywhere they look and they turn around. So we encourage anyone and everyone that would like to join to please do. And we do have dads, grandfathers, pastors that have joined, and we have not recently took a close look of this, but when we did look back at how many members were male, it was about 30% of our list were men.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just for mommies, and it's not just for women. And so we encourage anyone and everyone that would like to participate just to sign up, because everyone has a voice, and that's just another way that you can help make a difference, not only for your family, but for His kingdom, because the children are being desensitized, and even adults as well.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, our husbands, the men in our society, are really being targeted. Things that would have been deemed pornographic are now deemed appropriate for catalogs or storefront windows, or even, you know, what people are wearing nowadays. You know, we used to really praise modesty, and now modesty is almost like a dirty word. So let me ask you this. Does your Million Moms, do they do any research? Do you have any research that backs that what you are doing is helpful to children and to families, or is that not a part of your ministry?
We feel, even though we may not know every single victory, because we do the research ahead of time, we get the word out, and we do the research as far as the contact information for the companies, and many times we hear back from the company that we have contacted. Sometimes we don't hear from them directly, but we do research and follow it closely to see if our voice made a difference and if their advertising changed over the next few months or the next year. And when it takes, you know, a complete turnaround, we know our voice was heard. This is not necessarily something we have researched, but when advertising is cleaner and more family-friendly, then I know I feel that our children are living in the most moral society as possible, or that's our desire anyway, to live in the most,
most
moral society as possible. And so when they're not being targeted just everywhere they turn, because they say sex sells, well, we know that there are other ways to advertise. And so when they're not being bombarded with that at every store and every printed advertisement that comes in your mailbox and commercials, and because the media and the entertainment industry is highly influential, and our children are such an impressionable age,
mm-hmm.
There are some friends of ours at another organization that did do research saying that women are being sexualized on TV now at an earlier age, and the study has shown that the girls especially that see sexual encounters on television at an earlier age, then they start becoming sexually active at an earlier age.
Absolutely.
So that's why we're trying to
combat.
Do more about, getting even if a company's advertisement's clean, letting them know what they're sponsoring, what television programs they're financially supporting, and asking to pull their support in. It's in the double digits. It's well on up there, about 20 shows that have been canceled because we have continually contacted the sponsors of a program. And when there's no longer any sponsors or it's harder to find sponsors, the network will not pay for the program to air on their own. They'll cancel the show and find another program because they want the sponsors to pay for the program to be on their network, obviously. So we have had much success in that area as well.
Thank the Lord.
On our website, yes, praise the Lord. And on our website, if you want, of course, more details, you can go to 1millionmoms.com, and there's a successes tab. So you can see the successes we've had and the different varieties of even material or products that are on shelves in stores. Claire's had razor blade jewelry.
Razor blade, oh my goodness.
In their stores, yes. And it was not real razor blades, but they looked real.
Still, right. You don't even want to imitate things that are unsafe.
With the cutting epidemic, and they pulled, it was earrings, necklace, and a charm bracelet. So they pulled that off their shelves in stores all across, in malls all across the country in 2 days, in less than 48 hours, actually. They contacted their managers by email and said, pull this product off the shelves. And they emailed us, thanked us for bringing it to their attention. They didn't realize it had the meaning as far as with the cutting epidemic, what it symbolized. And so they thanked us and appreciate what we're doing as an organization. So we're making a difference not just with the media and entertainment industry. So we are grateful that God is using ordinary people like you and I, Carla, to just do extraordinary work.
Yeah.
For
at the front lines,
family.
The front lines. You know, sometimes I think, Monica, maybe these people that are putting these razor blade type jewelry on Claire's, shelves, are they not mommies? Like, I wonder if it's young people that don't have a sensitivity to how impressionable our children are, and how, you know, even when there's all good on the shelves, parenting is still something that is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, a battle.
Right. That's all I can think of is they may be a marketing team that could be young and they don't realize the different meanings, or like you said, they're not mommies yet or they're not parents and they don't think past just trying to get a new product out that no one's done before or a different type of advertising or really just shock value,
mm-hmm.
sell whatever it is they're selling, and we have to remind them what they're doing is harmful and damaging, and just really just bring it to their attention as an eye-opener. But then there, I want to say it's not all people that are young, and there are going to be others that just want to continue to push the envelope.
Push an agenda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, because friends of mine, whether it's Bible studies or homeschool moms or just, you know, mommies at the lacrosse games, like, we will boycott certain companies. And my three little girls, for example, no, we don't go to that restaurant to eat because they do not support family values. Or we do not buy clothes over there because they do not support family values. Or we do not buy this product line. Because again, as you're saying, you know, 1 million moms, that is a lot of money. And that's where, you know, these products, that's where they listen when they start losing money, because we say, you know what, that's not healthy for my child, so I cannot support you.
Exactly. The companies are exploiting our children to line their own pockets. And you're exactly right. When we vote with our wallets, we do hit them in the pocketbooks, which is primarily where we get their attention, or first and foremost. And I have talked with people on the phone, and it may not be a mommy, it could be a dad, and spoken with executives at different companies, and I'll just ask them if they're a parent and would they want their child seeing that. And they admittedly say, well, no. And so it just brings it back down to a level. It's not just about business, and it shouldn't be. It's about families,
mm-hmm.
and just about doing what's right and what's morally right and just protecting our children.
Well, I think that our society for so long has been me-oriented with an M as in Mary, and we really need to be we-oriented. And I know that that's a Christian approach, but, you know, I think that it really is a successful business approach, too, that it's not just about the ultimate dollar. It's about keeping our children, family safe. And I'm just so thankful for your organization. Can you tell us a little bit about any of your current campaigns?
Oh, absolutely. What we have been working on recently, this summer, there has been a a few returns of some programs that we found offensive when they began last season. And they are, unfortunately, it's not that we don't try, but you probably are aware, this is just probably common sense, that we don't win every battle. But it's not that we don't try and we don't continue to try. And we try to be persistent. But contacting the sponsors of the show, Mistresses, is one example. We've had...
I haven't heard of that, but just the name sounds
the name.
Inappropriate and wrong.
Probably 30 sponsors. Right, it's wrong. It's degrading to women,
yes,
for one thing. And it gives the wrong example of what family should be like, what marriage should be like, and then, of course, being faithful and trustworthy and all that. And we've had many sponsors pull their support. It was renewed for another season, but like I said, we've had 20 shows canceled by doing this exact same procedure as far as contacting sponsors, asking to pull their support, and they do, and then the network will cancel the show. Then there are several programs on ABC Family Channel, which many families are aware it's not a family channel.
No, it's
not. But there are some that they don't realize yet, and that's why we try to get the message out there and the warning out there of what is being aired on ABC Family Channel. And along with one show that returned this year or this season, there are two new shows that we have begun contacting the sponsors, Mystery Girls and Young and Hungry. And both shows, they're all about sex. And in this, it's really unfortunate and it's sad when the network could have been a great network for families, which obviously it's not.
When I think of family, I think of Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Like
where there's a lesson learned at the end.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Where the daddy really loves the mommy and the mommy really loves the daddy and the children are respectful and they all work together as a team.
Right.
I don't think of mom raising the kids by herself and daddy's an idiot and daddy has a stupid girlfriend that the children don't like. I mean, that's not family.
Right. And it's just not a wholesome show for children to... Even though I know they're trying to include every family situation, it's not a great example or role model for children to want to follow and replicate and in their own lives in the future want to have for themselves. They want to have a family that is as much the family makeup is God intended, I would hope. And so we know that many of the networks are trying to include everyone, but at the same time trying to redefine marriage.
Well, Monica, I feel like my family is not included anymore on any television shows. And listen, we watch limited television. We're big Turner Classic Movie people.
Yes.
Before the 1950s is pretty safe. However, like we don't watch television. I don't think it's evil. Right. I don't think it's terrible, but there's a lot more healthier things that we can be doing. But yes. Let's say that I do go, and I'm playing devil's advocate, and I'm trying to see what's on television today. There is not one television show that represents my family, which is I have been married to the same husband for 17 years. We really love each other. We're committed to each other. There's good, there's bad, but we're committed. We have three little girls. So when am I going to have a show?
Right. The traditional family is a minority now, or that's what the entertainment industry wants you to think when it's not true. The American Association of Christian Counselors has found out that they're trying to downplay the thought of traditional families still being the majority, when in fact the divorce rate is a lot less than what people think. It's well under 40% when they try to bring it up as far as being, oh, you know, one in two marriages ends in divorce, and now that's even more so. That is untrue. And so,
oh, I didn't realize that myself. So I thought that it was still at 50%, but you're saying it's dropped down to 40. That is awesome.
Under 40, and most people would think, well, it used to be 50, so now it has to be more, and it's not true. And the entertainment industry is pushing those thoughts onto adults, but also children. And we would want our children to see programs that not only involved our family makeup, but one that would involve a happy and the most wholesome lifestyle as possible in the coming future, and want them to replicate the family makeup that that God intended. And so there are very few programs that have that particular makeup. And so we do try to encourage, when there is a good show on television that we watch, to increase the ratings so it will stay on the air. But you're right, it is a, could be a learning opportunity or just open for discussion to talk about, like you do it at restaurants and stores, why you don't support this or why you won't watch this. Of course, I mean, I know you don't want to do that every single time you turn the television on, but if it sneaks up on you or surprises you, of course, that just opens up the door for that type of discussion. And unfortunately, I feel that discussions do come up prematurely, though, and when it should be left up to the parents' decision of the time and place, usually parents are confronted far earlier than they would desire to be. But you're exactly right. There's not that many programs on anymore that have the mommy and the daddy and the children, where they're in the same family, they stay put in the same family, and there's not any of this other, I'm going to say, drama. But they feel that that wouldn't be a show people would want to watch, when we know that that's not true.
It's not true, because you have family shows like Duck Dynasty, which has 12 million viewers, and that's men loving their wives, wives loving their husbands, you know, children, grandparents. Right. That's the traditional family, and that's the number one viewed cable show right now. But anyway,
exactly.
I would just like to thank you so much for joining us today, and I just pray a million mommy blessings on your organization.
Oh, thank you so much. We would not be able to do this without our supporters, because there are strength in our millions and thousands of voices, but without the Lord's guidance, we wouldn't be in existence. This wouldn't be possible. But I would encourage the listeners to tell your friends about 1 Million Moms, just to check us out, check out our successes, to know we are making a huge difference for His glory.
Thank you so much for joining us. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Carla Dedesi with Your Family Matters, WFYL.
I did the choreography myself.
Hey, honey, have you gained some weight in your rear end? The dress you wear reminds me of my old girlfriend. And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking, cause I'm trying to watch the game. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife. I planned a hunting trip next week on your birthday. I didn't ask you, but I knew it'd be okay. Go make some dinner while I watch this fishing show. I taped it over our old wedding video. If you're a man who's done that, a long and happy life, these are the things you do to you.
Solo. Okay.
Your cooking is okay, but not like mother makes. The diamond in the ring I bought you is a fake. Your eyes look puffy, dear. Are you feeling ill? Happy anniversary, I bought you a treadmill. You're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, that too. These are the things you don't say to me. You're a man who doesn't want to get killed with a knife. These are the things you don't say to me.
That was a fabulous interview with Monica Cole from Million Moms. I hope that you will indeed check out her website so that all of our voices can be gathered together and make one stronger voice. I hope that you enjoyed listening to Tim Hawkins, and he's always hilarious to bring in his piece, what he thinks of families and how he is with his wife. my husband and I get a real kick out of him. But I would also like to share with you today, since we've been talking to Monica Cole about, you know, really reining in what our children are viewing, what they're seeing in the malls, what they're seeing in magazines, what they're reading in books, what they're viewing on television, in the movie theaters. Let's talk about that a little bit. And let me share with you what I do with my family or what some of my friends do that I think are really awesome ideas. So I have kids in the grammar years. So let me tell you some periodicals that we receive in the mail monthly. One of them is Building a Biblical Worldview. It's called Answers, and it is a subscription that is given out by the Creation Museum, and it has a lot of really interesting articles, mostly scientific, some are historical, and it also has a children's magazine. So there's a children's magazine that comes with this that is age appropriate for 5 to 10 years old. The children can just read it on their own. Another magazine that we receive monthly is something called Kids of Courage. It's by Voice of the Martyrs. Go on their website, Voice of the Martyrs, Kids of Courage. But Kids of Courage is a monthly magazine that we receive that teaches my children that there is religious persecution going on in other countries. And what does that look like? What is happening to children? And then sometimes it even gives us addresses where my little girls can write to children whose parents may be in jail or because they believe in Jesus Christ and they believe in Christianity. So that's another one that I enjoy reading with my children. Books that my parents read with me, ARCH books, A-R-C-H books. You know, in Sunday school classes today, I don't see a lot of Bible stories. And I think that it's so important in the grammar years to be teaching our children because that's how they learn best. They really developmentally, they don't have that abstract thinking yet, but they're very concrete. They love hearing stories about heroes. They love hearing stories about King David and his best friend Jonathan and Elijah when he was with the prophets and calling Baal down and the fire and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel and the lion's den. These are all fabulous biblical true stories that we can be reading to our children. ARCH Books has about 100 biblical stories. And I read one to my children every morning. Oh, I'll have them read them to all of us. So my children, when they get older, they'll recall, you know, wow, Daniel really stood up for his faith, even though he was the only one and he got persecuted and he was thrown into that lion's den, but how God blessed him and saved him. Now, of course, there's other stories in the Bible where, you know, people die, and that's okay too, because we know that we go to heaven and live for all of eternity. But that's a fabulous series that I would highly recommend, the ARCH books, and you can get them online or at any Christian bookstore. For your older children, I have a 13-year-old. Some books that I've had her read are Frances Chan's book, Crazy Love. Such a great book for those children who are starting to think about evolution. What do I believe? I know what my parents believe. I know what the church teaches me. But what do I take ownership of? You know, their friends are going to tell them different things. School is going to tell them different things if they're in public school. Another great one that I just finished reading is Jesus is Greater Than Religion by Jefferson Bethke. I'm not sure that I'm saying his name correctly, but Jesus is Greater Than Religion. That is another one that you can have your 13, 14, and older children begin to read. Again, just pushing them to think about who God is and who is Jesus Christ. Television shows, where do I even begin with that? You know, I think that after I had this interview with Monica Cole from The Million Moms, she said that if you go onto her site, which is www.millionmoms.com, they actually have reviews, book reviews, and movie and television reviews that are family friendly. I also know James Dobson, Focus on the Family. If you go to www.focusonthefamily.com, they also have a window that you can click on, and you can find out all of the current movies, all of the current books, everything that's out that are going to be family friendly. You're not going to have to worry about violence or promiscuity or language. So those are two great resources for you. Some other books that we enjoy reading as a family, Little House on the Prairie series, that'll keep you busy for months. The Elsie Dinsmore series, that'll keep you busy for months. I adore reading with my children the chapter books, the Magic Treehouse books. They are not Christian books, but they're excellent books. And again, every book that we read with our children, you know, you better make sure that, you know, you take out the good and the bad from them. That's your responsibility. It's no one else's as the parent. So we love the Magic Treehouse books that take the children on wild rides through history. Really fun. We also enjoy the Magic School Bus books, which take the Magic School Bus always shrinks down, and then it might take a trip through the human body, or it might take a trip through a plant. It might take a trip on the back of a bee or through the solar system. Really a fun way to educate our little ones, and they don't even realize that they are learning. Of course, VeggieTales, everyone adores the morals and the biblical principles that are being portrayed in the VeggieTale videos. And I even have VeggieTale devotional books for my children. I also like the Gigi, God's Little Princess book for my girls. Just talking about what does God's little princess look like? How does she behave? What does she do? There's great devotionals for the kids. You know, I think it's really important that we establish habits in our children very young. I want my girls to always think about, why am I reading this book? Is this good information that I'm putting into my brain, or is this not so good information? Movies that they're watching, is this good images that I'm putting into my brains, or not really good choices? So, and as parents, we should be thinking that as well. You know, is this something that's noble, righteous, pure, noteworthy? The Bible talks about that's what we should be surrounding ourselves with. And I know it's hard today, but this is what we should be doing if we want to protect our child's innocent minds. So I hope that that gives you some resources that you can use for your children during these summer months, when hopefully they are reading a lot, doing a lot of reading in their leisure time. Hopefully they're not watching too many movies or television shows. I always tell my children that reading makes your brain strong and watching television turns your brain into mashed potatoes. It's just a cute way of teaching them to make healthy choices with things. So again, this is Carla Dedesi with Your Family Matters here at WFYL, working for your liberty, 1180 a.m. every Friday from 8 until 9. Join me, Carla Dedesi, with Your Family Matters.
You're done.
You're welcome.
We're going to head to a commercial break.